Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett. Space Cadet. Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Freighter Leo, piloted by Tom Corbett and Roger Manning, is nearing its destination, the planet Venus. Its cargo is the personnel and equipment of Wilberforce's Worldwide Circus, on the first interplanetary hop ever made by any Earth circus. The trip, supposed to be uneventful, has been enlivened by the escape in mid-space of the lions and tigers of Princess Marge's Wild Animal Act. Fortunately, the cadets, with the assistance of Marge, managed to get the animals back, only to discover that the escape was no accident, but an act of sabotage. Now, as the boys prepare for the landing on Venus, they double-check all their instruments to make certain their unknown enemy is not trying to strike again.
Cooling pumps.
Energized.
Teleceiver.
Scanning.
Fuel system.
In order. How about the braking rockets?
Instruments show they're ready, but that's one thing we're not going to know for sure until we hit them.
It won't be long. There's Venus in the teleceiver screen now.
Yeah. If the unknown cat fancier is going to pull anything else, he better get started.
Just so he doesn't let our pussycats out of their cages again. You checked the cages, didn't you, Roger?
You know I did. All secure.
Hold it, Roger. Someone wants in on the control deck.
Sounds like it.
Maybe it's the cat lover.
I don't know. Got your parallel ray?
Right.
Then I'll open the hatch.
It's about time.
My princess.
These are the darndest things to open. I had to struggle through 3 of them to get here.
Anything wrong?
Why, no, but aren't we getting close to Venus?
Honey, I've been close to Venus during this entire trip.
Flattery will get you no place, Roger. Not that I don't like it, but just now...
Just now, you look more beautiful than ever. Beautiful?
Tom, how do you deal with this space monkey?
I don't have to, Princess. He never tells me such nice things.
Will you two be serious for a moment?
I was never more serious in my life.
Roger?
Hey, put down that wrench.
I will as soon as I get a sensible answer.
Sorry, Princess. What is it?
Do we have to make any special preparations for landing the animals as we did on the takeoff?
Oh, no. Don't worry. This is quite different.
Approaching landing range now, Tom.
Check.
Well, if I'm in the way,
I'll... No, it's all right.
Ready, Roger?
Yeah.
Stand by.
Right.
What's happening?
A rocket has to come in for a landing backwards. So we're turning over in space.
All reverse. Right. Prepare to hit main rockets.
What altitude are you going to hit them?
60,000 feet. I'll tell it off.
That sounds like...
Wind. We're entering Venus atmosphere. The sound will increase as the air grows denser.
140,000, Roger.
Ready.
120,000. 100. 90. 80. 70,000. Hit them!
What now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Marja, you are now on the surface of the planet that was named in honor of beautiful women.
Like you.
We've landed on Venus?
We have. And when the cargo's unloaded, the personnel disembarked, and the tents set up,
Colonel Wilberforce may proceed with a first performance of not the greatest show on Earth, but the greatest show in the universe. Wonderful! A dream has become a reality. Here I sit, Colonel Roscoe Wilberforce, drinking coffee on the planet of Venus, sheltered by my own mess tent, while my circus springs up around me.
Didn't you expect to get here, Colonel?
Of course, my boy, of course. But to see the vision made reality, the dream accomplished, the workings of my mind translated into this pioneering establishment. Oh, which reminds me, I must personally commend you to Commander Arkwright, both of you.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Colonel.
Don't be so noble, Junior. I can use a commendation.
Oh, doesn't everybody love you, Roger?
Everybody. Doesn't matter, Marja. As long as you do.
That's my boy. He never gives up.
Well, he'd better give up now. I've got to go check the animals.
Why not leave that to Vance Cramer? He'll see they're properly bedded down.
Huh. I'd like to see to him myself. After all, I'm the one who goes into the cages with
him. Suit yourself, my dear.
How about me coming along?
Stay put, Roger. I've always found it easier to handle 20 cats than one wolf, particularly of the two-legged variety.
Construction. It's a smooth type of construction.
Afraid of fire, aren't you, you devils? Go on, keep whimpering. It's gonna get a lot hotter before it gets cooler.
Vance!
What the?
Vance Tramor! Vance, are you crazy? Fire! Easy, baby! Easy! The water bucket! Where?
Put down that bucket!
Vance.
I said put it down!
Are you crazy? The whole circus will go up in flames!
That's the idea, Marge.
What?
Too bad you had to show up now.
Oh.
Not on your life, Princess. I'll take care of you. It's one fire that nobody's going to put out. And when it's over, the greatest show in the universe will be only a grease spot on the surface of Venus.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spaceman, put yourself in Tom Corbett's place. Suppose you were out on the frozen wastes of Pluto. Suppose you were scouting the dark side of Mercury in a jet boat. Well, you'd make sure you were protected against the elements. You'd make sure that you could see what was going on every second. That's why space goggles were designed and issued to every space cadet. The very same official space goggles that are waiting for you right now at Space Academy Supply Headquarters. Now, these aren't ordinary goggles. No, sir, not by a long shot. These are futuristic. These space goggles are made of one sweeping clear plastic shell, a curved shell that fits over both eyes at the same time. Now, they protect your eyes when you're working with tools and shield you whenever you're racing into the wind. Supply Headquarters has them all ready for you. All you have to do is just put in your order. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, the cereal with that swell whole wheat and malt flavor, will take care of the rest. Now, write down these official instructions. Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 25 cents, your name and address. Repeat, 25 cents, one Kellogg's Pep box top, your name and address. Send that to Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's it, spacemen, so hop to it. Send for your official space goggles today.
Corbett and Roger Manning have successfully transported the first Earth circus to Venus. Now in the mess tent, talking with Colonel Wilberforce, the circus owner, they are awaiting the return of Princess Marja, who has gone to the menagerie tent to see how her animals are acclimating themselves to the strange conditions of another planet.
Well, I certainly hope nothing else happens now.
I'll go along with that. We've had enough excitement on this.
Have no fear, my boys, have no fear. What could possibly happen now?
Maybe on Earth, but not here on Venus.
What?
The gravity here isn't quite as great as on Earth. How many men did it take to move them down there?
Four or five?
Well, then three teams of men could do it, Tom.
Right, you organize the rest of us into crews. I'll send back to the space freighter for our fire equipment.
No time for that. It'll spread too fast.
We've got a chance. The oxygen content of the air on Venus is lower than on Earth. It will slow up the spread of the flame. If we work fast, we may get it under control.
Thank heaven.
Not much tent left, though. But every one of the animals is safe. You got all the cages out in time?
Yeah.
Are any of them injured? Burned?
Frankly, Colonel, I don't know. And crawling into a cage to find out is not in my line.
But did you see Vance Tramor? I'll have him checked.
No, I didn't see him.
Hey, wait a minute. What about Marcia?
Blast my jets. I forgot about her.
Good heavens. You don't think she and Tramor were in the tent?
Oh, no. They couldn't have been her.
Or could they?
We'll never find out standing here. Come on, Junior. Let's start searching.
Anything, Roger?
No.
Well, that's a relief. She wasn't trapped in the fire.
But where is she?
I'm no fortune teller, Roger.
Tom, I may be space happy, but I can't scan this setup. The way she loved those cats, she'd have been at the fire the moment she saw it.
I know. She's either been hurt or...
Or what?
Well, let's not think about it. Better just keep looking.
Tom!
What is it?
Over here!
What?
Look.
A woman's purse.
That's Marge's. I saw her take makeup out of it.
Look at the vegetation around here. All broken, stamped on.
Looks like a fight.
You can see footprints in the soft soil.
Yeah, two sets.
Those little prints. Marge?
Maybe. But who belongs to the others?
There's only one way to find out. Follow them.
All right, Marge, inside.
This Jethro? Why?
Don't argue. Just get in or I'll have to get tough again. Well, that's smart. Now we got a nice cozy place to talk and still be all set for a fast getaway if necessary.
What have we got to talk about?
Don't you like conversation?
Like to understand what you're doing. Why you're doing it.
Let's say I'm an ambitious guy.
Ambitious? For what?
My own show. I'd go a long way to get that.
Like... burning down the menagerie tent?
And further. You know, at first I was sorry you came along when you did, but maybe it isn't so bad.
And how do you figure that out?
You're a big act, Marge. The star of Wilberforce's show.
Thank you.
Only now you've got no circus to be star of.
But Vance, the colonel will be...
ruined. He staked his bankroll on this space junket. Right now his show isn't worth its weight in cosmic clinkers. That goes for your job.
You've lost your job, too, remember?
Yeah. But I picked up a half share in another circus doing it.
Another circus?
Yeah, the Dimitro show.
Dimitro. So that's the slimy snake who put you up to this, huh?
But I named my own price. Be smart, Marge, and you can name yours.
No thanks.
Don't be hasty. Don't make any snap decisions.
When you work with a big cat, Sam, you learn to make fast decisions. And make them right, otherwise you don't last long.
The same thing goes here. There's only one alternative to joining up with me.
And, that is?
Death, Marge. I can't risk your testifying as to who started that fire.
In other words, I've got to play it your way.
In any words.
Suppose I do agree. I can always hold my knowledge over your head.
You underestimate me, Marge. I can take care of that. Any time. And speaking of time, you've only got a little of it left to make up your mind.
Do you realize where this trail is leading us to, Tom?
To the spaceport, because I've got my bearings, right?
You have. Why should anyone be heading that way? There's no rockets taking off tonight.
Maybe not, but it'll be tough to sneak up on anyone there because of open spaces to cross and nothing to take shelter behind.
We'd be sitting ducks for anyone with a ray gun.
That's right. When we get there, take advantage of every bit of cover you can find, every shadow.
Don't worry, Junior. I'm not anxious to be a target.
Now watch it. We're coming to the last of the brush now.
And look, there go the footprints right across the spaceport.
Straight for the jet boats over there.
Come on, let's go.
Not that way. We've got to circle around, Roger. I've got a hunch that this is one time when the straight and narrow path leads right to destruction. Looks like the end of the line, Roger.
It's a cinch she went into this jet boat.
And not by herself, either. Remember those other footprints?
Why do you think I've got my parallel ray handy?
Great. But that isn't going to get us into the jet.
Got any ideas?
Well, with an ultra-frequency torch, we could cut the lockout and be inside in less than a minute.
Good. I'll get one from the space freighter.
Watch it, Roger.
Oh, my gosh.
You think they heard?
Yeah, and how?
That's Marjorie.
I know.
No point in secrecy anymore. Come on, let's try to break in.
Okay, Roger, we'll... Listen,
great galaxy, it's going to blast off.
Then we'd better get away from here fast. His rocket exhaust could fry us to a crisp.
Right, start running.
Watch it, Roger. There's his blast.
Hit the dirt.
Return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by.
Spacemen, your own official space goggles are now waiting for you at Space Academy Supply Headquarters. These are the very same space goggles worn by Tom Corbett and all the other cadets. Now, Kellogg's Pep, the cereal with that swell whole wheat and malt flavor, makes it possible for you to get these official goggles. You'll thrill to the advanced design, just like Tom Corbett did when he got his set. Here's a telerecorder message from him to tell you all about it.
Spaceman, that's right. These new space goggles are really something. You see, space goggles are made of one sweeping, curved plastic shield that covers both eyes at the same time. They can even be worn over regular glasses. And many's the time they've helped me out when I've been in a tough spot. You'll want to wear space goggles every time you're on your bike or skates. They'll protect your eyes from the wind. It's a good idea to wear them when you're working with tools, too. So let's go, Spaceman. Send for your space goggles right away. End transmission.
Thanks, Tom. Spacemen, to get your official space goggles, send 25 cents, one Kellogg's Pep box top, your name and address. Better write that down. 25 cents, one Kellogg's Pep box top, your name and address. Send to this address. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's all you do, spaceman. So send for your official space goggles today.
Princess March, a star of the Wilberforce Circus, has been abducted by Vance Tremor after seeing him start a fire in the menagerie tent. Tom and Roger, having directed a successful firefighting job, follow the princess's footprints from the circus lot to the spaceport, where she is being held in a jet boat. But before they can break in, Tremor blasts off, and the boys run for their lives to escape the fury of his rocket exhaust. Now, as the jet boat heads skyward, two prone figures lie motionless on the spaceport.
Roger, are you still kicking, Junior?
All right.
Just about. The heat from that rocket practically melted the fillings of my teeth. Well, what do we do now?
Go after them in the other jet boat. You handle the radar scanner, and I'll handle the controls. And both of us pray.
Can't you get any more out of her, Tom?
She's taking all she can, and my cooling pumps are working their limit.
Well, I'm getting nothing on the scanner.
Relax, Roger. You got a good start on it.
Relax. That's what I like. Real useful advice. I could...
Hey, you got him on the scanner?
Yeah. I'm tracking him now.
Sounds like we're gaining on him.
You bet we are. The image on the scanner keeps getting bigger as the beeps come faster.
That must be really a slow jet boat.
Yeah, we ought to be close enough soon so you can see him through the viewport.
You're right. There it is.
Lumbering through space like an old cow. But isn't there one small thing you haven't figured, Tom?
What?
How do we get Marge and whoever's with her out of there?
Just keep following. He'll have to land eventually.
Not before we do. Look at our fuel gauge.
Uh-oh.
These fast babies always eat up the fuel. He can probably maneuver three times longer than we can.
I guess you're right.
So where are we? With Marge in there, we can't shoot him down.
No, but we can force him to descend.
Huh?
You willing to take a chance, Roger?
On what?
Well, we're out beyond atmosphere now. If we ram him...
But Marge is
in... I don't mean to smash him. Just hit hard enough to make a small hole in the boat. Leave him with a slow oxygen leak.
That'll take some fancy maneuvering, Junior.
Maybe, but it's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, let's try.
Well, stay here at the viewport with me. I'll need two pairs of eyes for this job.
Right. Accelerate, Tom.
How am I doing?
So far, fine. Your line of approach is perfect.
Bearing zero?
Right as you are. Set with your braking rocket?
All set.
You'll have to blast them practically the same instant you hit, so you can pull back before you go clean through that jet scow.
I'm ready.
When we get within 5 seconds, I'll toll off the distance.
Right.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Hit those brakes. We're clear. we ran too hard?
No, Tom. Beautiful. A hole the size of a basketball. The oxygen leak's beginning to register. He's going down. Get on his tail.
All right, I'll stay with him if I have to land right on his back or our own.
Nice going, Tom.
Hey, you sit down close beside him.
You get ready to jump out the minute we land.
All set.
Come on, Tom.
Right, with you.
Lance Tremor, so it was you.
Don't let him bluff you, Tom.
Bluff, eh? What do you think this is jammed into your back, Princess?
My parallel ray will fix him.
Roger's got a heat gun.
Right, and my other arm's around his throat. It guarantees I won't miss.
You can't get away with this, Tremor.
You want to bet any credits on that fake boy? All right, Margie, start backing up.
Where are you taking me?
We're taking over that jet boat. Stand away from the entrance hatch, you two.
If you didn't have that arm around her neck, I'd take a chance on...
I have. Now, come on, Margie, back up.
Suppose instead I fight.
Come on, Roger. Right with you. Princess, out of the way.
Back, Tom. I'll get him with my parallel ray.
Nothing doing.
Ooh. What a suck.
Just as effective as a parallel ray and a lot more satisfying.
Are you all right, Princess?
I guess so.
Oh, you poor baby. Come here and let me put my arms around you.
Oh, look, Roger. Just now I'm allergic to clinches from anybody.
Oh, I just thought a little tenderness might help calm your nerves. Bring a little peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet is what I need, all right. And I'm going to get it as soon as you take me back to the circus lot. After this space raid, I'm heading for the safest, calmest place I know. Right in the middle of a cage with 20 big, loving cats all around me.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure of Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets on Tuesday, when they face revolt and a desperate struggle with the most dangerous criminals in the universe at Prison Rock. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the Build-Up Wheat Cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Jan Merlin, John Griggs, Leon Janney, and Connie Lemke. Today's program was written by Palmer Thompson and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and Bran Flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Kellogg's raisins are honeycomb-coated to keep them tender, the bran flakes crisper. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and bran flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's.